USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says they've deployed the full resources of the federal government to assist West Texas following a mass murder in the Midland-Odessa area.
The president is supposed to be attorney general. The FBI is already assisting local law enforcement in the investigation going forward.
At least five people are dead, including the murderer and 21 others wounded that were taken to a local hospital. Delray Beach, Florida Mayor Shelley Petrolia says her city is prepared as Hurricane Dorian strengthens.
People are participating, picking up sandbags to be able to protect their homes and also making sure that the garbage and things that accumulates around houses have been put up so that we don't have any problems with projectiles if this storm hits.
The mayor also says people should not let their guard down in Florida despite the storm's new projections, which have it going further north towards the Carolinas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
After changes in the statute of limitations laws, a number of court battles are in store for the Boy Scouts of America. With the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The Boy Scouts of America are facing a threat from a growing wave of lawsuits over decades of allegations of sexual abuse. The Scouts have been sued in multiple states in recent months by purported abuse victims, including plaintiffs taking advantage of a new state law or court decisions that are now allowing suits previously barred because of the age of the allegation. And even more litigation is on the way. A lawyer representing over 150 people who say they were abused as Boy Scouts is planning a suit in New Jersey as soon as the state's new civil statute of limitations takes effect December 1st.
In a tweet by the president on Saturday, he says he's suing several people for breaking confidentiality agreements. The president says he's suing former political aide Omarosa Manigault Newman for giving out too many details regarding policy in her latest book. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The mayor of Needles, California is trying to have his city become a Second Amendment sanctuary city in the heavily regulated state of California. The mayor of Needles, California, Jeff Williams, joins Fox News and talks about how he's going to accomplish this.
We have our assemblyman, Jay Obernolte, is going to write the legislation, and we'll see if we can get it passed. We have other border cities joining us in this effort, so hopefully we can get more assemblymen, senators, and such to help us. But that's what we're looking at doing, and we'll see what happens. It might have to be taken into the courts, as usual with California, but we're ready. We should be able to do it. However, we are a contract city with San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, which I used to be a deputy with them. Uh-huh. So I respect the department. They're good people, and the sheriff's a good friend of mine. So yeah, I'm not going to do anything to mess that situation up, so right. We're going to try and do it the right way with legislation. And then if we'll have to go through the courts, we'll go through the courts.
Proposition 63 makes ammunition buyers register and stay in California to buy ammunition. Mayor Williams was asked if this actually does anything to protect his citizens.
It doesn't. Absolutely doesn't. A lot of California's gun laws don't make it safer. Well, you've seen that all over the country.
Point?
It just, the gun laws aren't helping. It is a mental health issue, and that's what they need to fix.
Williams also believes that when laws are passed in Sacramento, they're not thinking about the little cities like his. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.